So I came into the studio bright and early this morning, and there's happy birthday ribbons hanging all over the place. There's a pile of little presents. There's a happy birthday balloon. You're how old? And more presents and glitter and stuff like that. And then I look at the weather forecast from Pat Pagano, and I say, well, it doesn't look that bad. And now I get to speak to the man himself. Pat, first, before we get to anything in weather, okay? You're very low, by the way, this morning, your volume. I don't know why. But I watched the Spider-Man movie yesterday.
And?
Terrific.
You liked it, right?
Yeah. And I felt really good. Now that I know that Spider-Man's produced by Marvel, right. I'll start watching it more, because the way Marvel does the comic books on screen is much better. There's always a lot of humor mixed in with all the excitement. I especially like the part where the kid got the drone going after his
yeah.
But anyways, it was good. So that was a very good movie recommendation.
Great. And happy birthday to you. And you're saying that this is low?
Now it's fine. Now it's fine. When you first said it, it was a little low, but now it's fine.
Because I didn't touch it, but who knows? But yes, I mean, happy birthday. Happy birthday. You're not getting old. Stay in the game. It's not time to fold. Wrinkles and gray hair are just just a new look. Countless experiences you should write in a book. A birthday is seldom a serious occasion. Try not to take it like the D-Day invasion. Laughter and jokes are within sight. Stock up on both all through the night. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you. Thank you, Pat.
You're welcome.
All right. So it's not a bad forecast for my birthday.
No, I mean, pretty much the showers are gone. And now we'll wind up with clearing. It'll be breezy. So, yeah, you know, we have to deal with that. Not windy, but breezy. Mid-60s. Clear tonight, mid-30s. Sun and patchy clouds for Thursday, mid-60s. Friday, sun with increasing clouds, 60 to 65. Now, Saturday, cloudy, there could be a shower. I'm putting that in the singular tense. A shower, low 60s. Unfortunately, on and off rain or showers. Sunday, it will be milder, 65 to 70, I think. So the wetter of the two weekend days will now be Sunday and not Saturday, as our glorious new computer model shows such great consistency.
I mean, it's bad.
Terrible.
You're going to have to just install another window in your weather center so you can look out there.
I told you yesterday I'm going to be forecasting by the old gut come this winter. Because let me give you an example. I'm looking at some of the modeling for next week around this time. For Halloween, I've been looking at that. You know, and I see this upper air disturbance. It's really not associated with a surface storm on the ground, but it's in the upper atmosphere. And I'm really, really wondering what this thing is going to do, because in my opinion, it's these disturbances that sometimes come in, and that's when we get some rain or snow mixed, especially at the end of October. So I'll be curious to see how the model that I'm talking about, the American model, handles this one, and that would be Wednesday, Thursday next week.
All right.
Until then, that's it. I had my class yesterday, and, you know, I teach religion on Tuesday. That was okay. That went over well. Heard from our director concerning the tree branch that hit his car on the Palisades last Thursday when we had the strong winds.
And what did he say?
The damage now is estimated between $4,000 and $5,000.
I was going to say nowadays it doesn't matter if you get hit, if something hits either, was that on the front or the back of the car?
It was the front and the right side.
All right. Minute you're looking at the front, you're looking at potential airbags, okay? Even if they don't go off, they got to check the airbags. And they have to be very careful going in, okay? And then if it hits in the front, it's structural. It's always structural and involves the engine. It's just... you get a bump and it's $2,000. Anything over a little bump is over $2,000. So it doesn't surprise me that it's that much.
He was saying, it's interesting. He said that, you know, when he brought it into the guy said to him, you know, this is the way it looks. But he said, I have to get it up on the lift. He said, because a lot of times when these tree branches come down and hit, he said they could do things under the clock. And, you know, I don't know what the actual details were, but the branch did damage something under the car, and just that alone is $800.
Yeah, no, it's just amazing.
So please, folks, do us a favor. Whenever we have wind advisories, high wind warnings, try to be careful on the highways, especially if trees are involved. I know people probably say, well, what are you going to do if there's a tree involved? Well, if you're on the right-hand lane and there's trees there, be careful. If you're on the left-hand lane, you know, and you're in the middle and there's no trees, then stay on the left-hand lane. That's all I could say.
Yeah, it's rough out there. Well, now, speaking about prices, I was mentioning this to Mike Cozzi. Remember when I had that big bad abscess a couple months ago?
Yeah.
And I went to the emergency room on a Sunday, right?
Right, yes.
And he told me I had to go see a dentist, and he gave me a couple of he gave me some Motrin to get through to the weekend.
And you just got the bill.
I got the bill. I have Medicare Part A and B, and then the other part I have Anthem Blue Cross, where I have dental and everything like that. Between Medicare, I think we pay $100. I pay $100 a month for, and the Part Two, I pay like I think it's. I pay under $300 for both the month, which is a bargain, all right? But right. I open up this bill. It's not a bill, it's just a statement of what you know. The emergency room visit was about 20 minutes. It was 5 to 10 minutes waiting, and then it was about 6 or 7 minutes seeing the doctor and then him writing giving me the Motrin and then leaving. $630 some dollars. $630 some dollars. This is, and you know, all that money. That money is not all going to the hospital. But don't get me wrong there, but it's everything so out of whack. If I didn't spend the $300 a month, I would have had to come up with $600 and some odd dollars. That's how wacky our healthcare system is.
I believe that. You know, I don't know. I remember. Oh yeah, I went for blood work last year. This is last year, and they did blood work, and the doctor wanted to know about the vitamins. So, like, I think he checked for whatever it is, B12 or something like that.
Yeah,
a couple of things, and I got a bill from the doctor's office saying that Medicare denied payment, and that I have to give them close to $300. So I called Medicare, and Medicare was very prompt to answer. And they said, listen, we denied payment because we need to have the doctor do it the right way. I said, and that is, the doctor has to say that it is medically necessary for this test. And once the doctor says that, then we will submit payment. It's 1 year now. I get a letter from a collection agency for $300. So okay. I picked up the phone. And I said, I do have the bill here. It's from a year ago. I called your people. I said, I went over this over and over again. I said, I have two. I have Medicare and I have Emblem. I said, with both, I should not be paying a penny.
Yeah.
And he said, I understand, sir. I'm going. He gave me his name. He said, I'm going to look into this. He said, and I will get back to you. If you should get another message, please call me back, and we'll continue to work on it for you. So now it's over 1 year, and they're still trying to get $300 out.
Amazing.
So what can I tell you? Marshall?
I'll be honest with you. The dentist who worked for 45 minutes to get that tooth out.
Yeah, what do you charge half of that?
That was, listen to this. That was only like $300.
See what I mean?
He worked 45 minutes. He worked like a dog to get that out of there.
Unbelievable.
And it included like 4 follow-up visits that I didn't get charged for. This is what's wrong. We have the greatest healthcare system in the world. It's that the way we pay for it is absolutely bonkers.
It really is.
Bonkers. It's not good for the hospitals. It's not good for the patients. I don't know who it's good for, but it's just crazy.
Wow. That really is a shame.
Well, anyway.
That is a shame.
Anyway, what the heck?
So what are you doing for your birthday?
Well, I got to clean the studio out because I've got stringers hanging all up in the so after I clean that out, now I also received some birthday presents, which were real nice, and a birthday card. After that, I think I'll just have a birthday lunch, and then I'll go home and get stoned.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I think I'm gonna say something blasphemous, so I get stoned. You ever see that in the Monty Python movie?
Yeah.
Life of Brian. Jehovah. I think I'll say Jehovah and get stoned.
Okay, well, you could do that.
That's right. I don't know. I'm gonna just take it easy. You know, I'll have lunch with Jill and I'll commiserate with our very 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 tiny staff here. And then I'll look over already. I've got about 188 people I have to thank back on Facebook. So I'll add that to the list of things to do. So
okay,
it'll be a nice laid-back day. Nice laid-back day, and I'll watch a movie. I'll watch another movie.
Yeah, you know, I forgot the movie I put on last night. It was something about it. It was an Agatha Christie. It was done in 2018. I forgot the name of it. I was Agatha Christie, but I was so tired. I started watching it, and then I fell asleep. So I had a feeling who did this this murdering, and I'm thinking to myself, could it possibly be this young girl? And when I got home, when I woke up this morning, I had it DVR'd. I had to look and see, and it was the young girl. So I guess I really didn't miss too much except for trying to figure out who it was. But I like Agatha Christie. I mean, she did some good stuff in her day.
It's not bad, but it's not Marvel.
No. That was really good, wasn't it? Yeah, I figured you would have liked that.
Did you see the new Star Wars trailer?
I did, yeah.
Looks like it's going to be good.
You think this is going to be the end?
It's going to be the end of this particular one, yeah, with all those people, yeah. They move on from this. Which is a little bit sad, but it's also time. The actual stars are dying. They're not just dying in the movies. They're actually dying.
Okay.
It's time. All right, Pat, I will speak to you tomorrow.
And a happy, happy birthday, Marshall.
Thanks, Pat.
Okay, bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center here on Robin Hood Radio with a check on the tri-state forecast.